This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. It's election day. Voters are deciding who will be Colorado's governor, attorney general, and secretary of state, among a lot of other races. There are ballot measures on property taxes and psychedelic mushrooms. Lots happening today. The deadline, if you have not voted yet, to drop off ballots or vote in person is 7 p.m. tonight. For more information, come to CPR.org. Maria Olvera is a mom from Westminster. She voted this morning to set a good example.
I just want my voice to be heard. It's very important for my child that's in school. I just want to let her know that, you know, our voice should be heard all the time.
Olvera supports a statewide measure to provide free meals for all public school students. She says no kid should be left behind. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper wants the federal government to start working on cannabis regulations now, should Congress or a president ever legalize the drug. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Hickenlooper plans to introduce the PREPARE Act. The bill would set up regulations in case cannabis ever becomes legal on the federal level. It'd be similar to the Amendment 64 task force that was set up almost a decade ago, after the legalization vote in Colorado. Hickenlooper says federal policy doesn't need to start from scratch and that the country should prepare for when it happens. The bill is the companion measure of a House bill offered by Ohio Representative Dave Joyce. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. And a reminder that tonight, starting at 6:30, CPR will have live special coverage where we will be bringing you all the latest updates on all the poll results and what we're hearing around the state from Coloradans who have cast their ballots. Come read more about what people are saying around the state at CPR.org.